Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. Today's program, I have a couple of different artists that I'm going to feature some songs that are really on my heart today. The first one is called This World Is Not My Home by Susie McIntyre.
This world is not my home. I'm only passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Well, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know, 'cause I made it right with Jesus so many years ago. The songs of sweetest praise are drifted back from heaven's door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my
I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I don't know about you, but the more and more I see in the news and the media and see people suffering with cancer and the terrorism, the more I get excited about this not being my permanent home. You know, I think yesterday was probably one of the best messages I've heard, and I was listening to Wyatt speak, and he talked about not being complacent. And I think we can get so comfortable here that we forget what the Great Commission is, that we forget that we have a home that's eternal. You know, the Great Commission is to go out into all the world and share the good news. You know, that doesn't mean that you have to pack your bags and go to India or over to the Middle East or to Africa. It doesn't even mean you have to go to the homeless and minister there, unless those are the things that you're called to do. Sharing the good news and going to all the world might just be you sharing Facebook statuses that is going into all the world or is ministering to your certain group of friends. It might mean just smiling at the lady at the grocery store that's having a bad day so that she knows that love trumps all things, that kindness trumps the evil in this world or the bad day that she's having. You know, there's a lot of fear being put out there right now in the media. It's being shared all over the place. We hear people talking about it. And you know what? We need to share the good news of what the Word of God says. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Love is an amazing, amazing weapon we have to fight against the evil. And if we can love each other, love ourselves, love who God called us to be, and share that love with others, it can change an entire nation and an entire world. And through that, we can have a sound mind and peace to know that God's taking care of us and He's taking care of our loved ones. Psalms 91:5 says, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day." These are the things that God wants us sharing with others. These are the things He wants us dwelling on. You know, for myself, you know, I was reminded this morning by Carol, and you all will get to hear a song by her in just a minute, but Carol Hogner put a post on this morning about a scripture she saw in a cafe that they were at, and about how we should put that Word of God all around us. And, you know, we used to do that. I remember having scriptures on my mirror and, you know, on my dashboard in my car and on the refrigerator and by the kitchen sink to remind me what God says about me and, you know, who He is and who I am. And so I encourage you to put these scriptures around. You know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to make sure that we are helping one another, that we're helping our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we're going beyond that and helping those that are, you know, looking for their Savior. They're looking for that, you know, freedom that we have. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "And let us consider how we spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." You know, we see the day approaching for sure. We see that, you know, the signs of the times, you know, and the prophecy that's out there about Christ returning. We're not supposed to get in fear. We're not supposed to get in worry and anxiety about that, but we're supposed to get excited. We continue to do the things that, you know, God's called us to do each day. We ask for wisdom. We ask for discernment. And we continue to share the good news of the gospel. And we group together and we become united and become the body of Christ that He's called us to be. Carol has a song called "Living Stones," and you know, right now, this is a time that we need to be a living stone to each other. I hope you all enjoy this song.
Preach a sermon, but if you need a friend, you'll 2,000 years ago, you can still hear the echoes of the nails they drove. Then just like he promised, on the third day he rose again. Living stones, people we know that we can lean on. Living stones.
My prayer today is that we can become living stones for one another, sharing the good news and spreading the word of His love. Today, I want to give a shout out to ICANN. ICANN is the International Cowboy Church Alliance Network. I joined in 2010, and this ministry is such a blessing. For you guys out there that don't know anything about it or would like to check it out, you can go to ICANN.link.ning.com. ICANNlink.ning.com. Go over there and check out this ministry and go over on Facebook and search for them and like their ministry page as well. I hope you all have a wonderful week. God bless.